I had once referred to you to a verse in the Rig Veda, in which there is a dialogue between Indra and Agastya. And there, Agastya is trying to reach the highest. He wants to know the highest. And then he complains to Indra and says, "Oh Indra, you are my friend. Why are you hurting me? Why do you obstruct me?" So Indra says, "You are my friend. You say you are your friend, but you are not taking my help. You say you are your friend, but you are only going straight to the highest. Look, my dear friend, I know the highest. And my function in the world is only one function. All those who want to know the highest, I am sent as a messenger, so that I can take him there. And you don't even think of me. So I'm not obstructing you. I am the only one who can take you there." So he says, "Na nunam asti no shvah kastad veda yat adbhutam." So he reveals what is the reality, which is the highest. "Na nunam asti no shvah." It is not now. It will not be something that will be thereafter. In other words, that is eternal. Kas tad veda yat adbhutam? Who knows it? That which is adbhutam is wonderful. Having revealed to him, then Agastya realizes that he must take the help of Indra. So says, "Oh Indra, now you come. With all your powers, you and your maruts, everybody come here and take me to the Supreme." Such is the process of knowledge. If you really want the Supreme knowledge, you must find one who knows the Supreme. And through the instrumentality of him, you will really be taken there. But even when you are taken there, the speciality of that knowledge is, it is so wonderful that you will constantly say, "Oh, I don't understand." You go on looking and looking and looking and looking indefinitely, infinitely. That which has no end. And every moment will be a moment of wonder. Adbhutam. Such is the nature of reality. If you really are in a good poetic state and you look at the dawn, go on looking. The mystery and the marvel. You are seeing it, therefore you can't say, "I don't know." And yet every moment you confess you don't understand. This mystery and wonder of the dawn, you don't understand. That is the highest state of knowledge. That's why Sri Krishna says, when you will really know it, it will be ashcharyavan. So this is, you might say, one part of the teaching of the Bhagavad Gita, the knowledge of the eternal, which is Sankhya. Now Sri Krishna says, that all that I have told you is with regard to knowledge. Now I shall tell you that which is regard to action. Because you are in action and you are, my answer is not a complete answer. I only given you the first premise, major premise. Now I'll develop it and give you further.